This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Remember how I said up at the top of the program that healthcare policy often comes at the expense of healthcare reality? Here's an example. As Sarah Cliff pointed out, the CBO report today says Medicaid spending, that is the health program for more than 70 million Americans, most of whom are low income or people with disabilities. The CBO says that spending is going to be cut by $880 billion over the next 10 years. That'll almost certainly mean a loss of services for millions of people. So from a health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that reality.
There's just something about Disney World that captures Scott Pivar's imagination, says his dad, Brad.
We've been to the happiest place on Earth probably 20 times or so.
Scott can't say what Disney World means to him. The 32-year-old has Fragile X syndrome, a genetic disorder that means he's nonverbal, has autistic tendencies, and the cognitive ability of a kindergartner. But his father says sometimes Scott doesn't need words.
We would go on a ride like the Thunder Mountain Railroad. And the moment we started coming down the first hill, Scott would put his arm around my neck in a death grip. And then when it's over, let's do it again.
Scott is one of about 10 million people with disabilities on Medicaid. Brad and Fern, Scott's mom, invited me to their farmhouse in upstate New York to see their morning routine.
Hey, Dudo, I have someone I want you to meet. Can you sit up for me, please?
Scott, still in his PJs, sits on his bed gazing towards the TV, a Disney cartoon. Picture books fan out across the floor.
Scott, get up. Sit up. Come on, sit up. I want you to sit up. I'd like you to meet Scott. Scott, this is Dan. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Fern's got to get Scott moving before she leaves for work. During the week, Scott spends 4.5 hours at a day program where he works on social and daily living skills. Some days, he stocks shelves at a local food pantry. Others, he practices manners at the food court in the mall. These services, and others like physical and speech therapy, aren't required under Medicaid. States have the option to offer them or not. If Congress passes this Obamacare repeal package and states lose hundreds of billions, Brad says optional services could be the first to go.
Our guys, our son, learn much slower than most people. We still see Scott change. We still see him grow. There are things that he can do today that he wasn't doing 5 years ago.
The PVARs have seen what happens when services go away. A couple of years ago, New York's Medicaid program cut physical and occupational therapy for Scott, setting back his efforts to walk up and down stairs safely and get himself dressed. Scott's development, though, is just one benefit here.
Scott to go to program allows me to go to work. If Scott's home from program, I can't do the other things that need to get done to support a family.
Hiring someone to make up those day program hours, says Fern, would cost more than she earns. Plus, her part-time job's the family's ticket to health insurance. Right now, disabled Americans like Scott make up about 15% of Medicaid enrollment and 42% of spending. That spending is already a big target for states, which have been cutting costs by creating wait lists. More than 500,000 people with disabilities were waitlisted for services in 2015, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Fern says she's terrified for Scott's future.
I am scared as to what his life will be.
What are you scared of?
That he's going to be alone and put away somewhere and no one's going to take care of him. You're trusting someone else to take care of the most important thing in the world. And it's not going to be there.
Fern's already left for work, and Scott got distracted listening to his music. He likes oldies. Brad tugs Scott's shirt over his son's head. They're going to be late today.
Now just imagine this morning routine if it included injections and braces. We count our blessings.
Brad knows plenty of parents around the country who shoulder those kinds of responsibilities. As he steps outside, he says he's not sure what changes families like theirs will make if billions of Medicaid dollars go away. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.